It was troublesome wondering if I was going to get here on time. Thank goodness for the Detroit Tigers being on the air.
Yes.
There you go.
They went into overtime just in time for you. Did your tire go flat while you were driving, or you discovered it flat?
I discovered it flat when I was going down the road. I'm like, why is my car making such a loud noise? So I turned off on a side road, got out, looked at it. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then I just drove it back home. I didn't make it very far. Thank goodness.
Well, so there you go. So he ended up being late.
Yes.
Yeah, half an hour.
We've made appropriate notes.
And so have I in my timesheet.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but it's our notes that count.
Oh, yes, of course. That is.
Yes, of course. Anyway, so the show today, because of the Tigers, we're going to be here for an hour with you.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of stuff to talk about that we're going to try and stuff into the 1 hour that we have so far, anyway. Among the things we're going to do in this hour, there is a movie coming out this weekend that there are an awful lot of people that might want to see. You know, people that enjoy the, I don't know if it's a new genre of movies, that whole Fast and Furious thing has started, but kind of that whole, you know, fast cars kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the need for speed.
There you go. And oddly enough, that's the name of this particular movie.
Yeah, really?
movie based on the video game series. So, you know, we'll see what kind of movie it is. But should be interesting anyway. If you like those sorts of movies, a little sometime before the end of the show, in the next hour or so, we're going to give away four tickets.
I think we have a friend four-pack here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the Let's Make New Friends four-pack.
Yes.
Stand out in front. Hey, want to go see a movie with me?
Yeah, isn't scalping legal now?
Well, I don't know if it would be scalping if you're standing out there going, come on with me into the movies.
Oh, that's true.
Buying.
You're not
that's just inviting people to a movie.
Yes. Yeah, you're that's not just selling the tickets.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's just basically saying, I want to be your friend.
Yes.
So, but anyway, we've got a pack of four tickets to this movie. It's coming out this Friday, actually, and you'll be able to see it at Celebration Cinema. We'll be giving that away at some point within the hour, if Michael is sufficiently recovered from his flat tire to come up with some sort of
ridiculous.
Yeah, whatever.
I believe I've recovered from it.
Okay. Have you? Okay. All right. He says he's recovered. I can only believe him until we hear the question, which is going to happen down the line.
We'll be the judge of your recovery.
Okay.
Anyway, also, video of the day. If you check out WKZO.com, you'll be able to check out, and we've actually done, it's a couple of them.
And if you have a fear of cats, don't watch this one.
Yeah. Because if you remember watching Jurassic Park several years ago, there was one scene in particular where a couple of velociraptors are after the kids in this thing. Well, someone has conveniently changed the velociraptors over for cats.
Yes. Effectively.
It makes the scene just a lot of fun, really. But you're going to have to check this out. I've added a little bonus video on there as well. If you're into the grumpy cat that you've seen all over the internet and Game of Thrones, you'll particularly enjoy the second video that goes with all of that. So check him out, the video with the bonus video. I call it Jurassic Kittens and Grump of Thrones.
Yeah, Grump of Thrones.
And that's available at WKZO.com, also available at Facebook as well. If you'd like to be a part of us with us at Facebook, we got a link to it. Just top of the page, there's a little F right at the top of the page. You click on that, go to our Facebook page and like us, and you'll be a part of things.
Yeah.
Just that simple. So that's
it's free.
It is. You wanted to charge for it. I said no.
Some of the best things in life are free.
There you go. So we've got that. We also wanted to spend some time talking about various things going on, one of which continues to go on, is Obamacare, and it's been a while since we've talked about it.
Do you still want to repeal?
Of course I do.
Okay. I was checking to see if things had changed since we visited this topic last.
No.
I don't think that's going to change.
But an interesting idea has come up in the midst of all the different things that are out there, and let's face it, there's a lot of different stuff that comes out about Obamacare every single day. But on EpicTimes.com, there's an article talking about here's what we ought to repeal and replace the ACA with. And the author of this piece, Michael Bussler, talks about what he thinks really needs to be the solution to the problem. And he's saying that one of the things, and I agree with this partially, one of the things that drives high costs in the healthcare industry is, he says, certainly, you know, it's one of those supply and demand things. So he says, maybe we ought to find a way to get more doctors into the industry.
And, well, Western is doing their part.
Certainly.
Opening a new medical school.
Certainly.
Going to churn out doctors on an annual basis.
Now, the other thing that he brought up, which I thought this was interesting, the idea of having a series of clinics where new doctors that are just coming out, rather than having the huge salary, or not huge salary, but huge loans that they have to take out to be able to become a doctor, because let's face it, it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested, you know what, have a clinic where for the next 4 years, these guys can go and work for a modest salary, and we'll be able to forgive some of that debt that they have accrued up. And that way they can take care of some of the people that can't afford medical care. And I thought, kind of an interesting idea. Interesting to be able to get some of these doctors out into the industry, add a little more supply so that as demand is there, it can be met. And down the line, as these doctors get into the industry and do things, well, then you're going to have a lot more competition. So you're going to see lower cost. I thought it was interesting to bring that to the mix. It's something that hasn't been talked about, but intriguing.
Well, at face value is an interesting concept, but who is going to pay for the tests that are necessary for those doctors to be effective? Who's going to pay for the drugs that would be prescribed by those physicians in treating the indigent patients mm-hmm, that come mm-hmm. to the clinic? You know, if you've got people that are suffering from a hangnail where they could do something on site and you leave with your medical problem fixed, that's one thing. But what are you going to do with people who are chronically ill? And to treat them, you need to be on an ongoing course of drugs. What if there are diagnostic tests that are required? X-rays, CT scans, blood work to actually treat the patients. You've reduced your cost with the on the labor part, the physician part standing there, but how do you pay for the rest of what's involved with their health care? Because these people would remain uninsured and not have any health care coverage.
Well, and in this particular thing, I mean, we're not talking about repealing every medical thing that's out there. They're talking about the idea that Medicaid is involved in that. And certainly Medicaid is out there for people who don't have that ability and that type of thing. That's what this particular situation was talking about. Now, I'm not necessarily saying great idea or bad idea, but I think it's a start of an idea to be able to say, let's talk about something that we can all get on board with.
What are you going to do with the red states that refuse to expand Medicaid? And have millions of people who don't have even Medicaid because big states like Texas and many of the states through the South refuse to. Indiana, you don't have to go that far south, refuse to expand Medicaid. And so the people that these doctors would see have no access to health care. I question what the doctors could accomplish
and
if they can't treat anything.
And you're making the assumption that everything stays the same. One of the reasons why an awful lot of people were against the whole idea of the Affordable Care Act is they were not even involved in the discussion on it. I mean, let's look back at the way that it was passed. And we've been over this before. This was not something where it was negotiated among Democrats and Republicans. It was negotiated under Democrats and Democrats.
Well, because the Republicans walked away and refused to participate.
No, but
they did.
There was a meeting involving the Republicans and Democrats and the president, and every idea Republicans brought up was shot down, and they were told, nope, it's going to be this way and this way only, and if you don't like it, well, tough.
And
see, that's not a negotiation. That's just saying, here's the terms. We're going to dictate them to you, and you're going to like it.
Well, when you have a majority, that's how the game is played. The Democrats didn't need the Republican votes. They could pass it themselves.
They needed Democratic votes so bad, so they had to gum up the whole thing with, I mean, let's not forget the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana purchase that went into even getting votes for the dumb thing to even go through. There were Democrats that didn't like this thing, let alone Republicans.
Now, but you do realize that there is no chance of it being repealed.
That's in your opinion.
Well,
that is totally your opinion.
That's... You think Obama will actually sign a repeal of Obamacare?
Well, I think it goes back to something that Chris Christie said just a week or two ago. Someone asked him about Obamacare, and he says, well, what you're going to need is a new president. That's what you're going to need.
And,
so, and that's the thing. Obama is not going to come along. Even if this thing absolutely falls on its face, does not work, he's not going to come along and say, okay, we screwed up. We're going to repeal this thing. That's not his way of doing things.
But by the time he leaves office, millions of people are, well, we've already got millions of people who are benefiting from Obamacare.
And millions of people.
How are you going to take that away from people?
And millions of people who are being made to suffer because of Obamacare as well. I mean, this is not a situation to say, oh, okay, well, you know, it's still a positive because millions of people are being covered. At the same time, you've got millions upon millions of people who are paying a lot more for their health care coverage that were promised otherwise. It's a bad program. It's a bad plan. And it needs to go away.
And it's not going to happen, Jeremy. You guys can sit and pout. You can talk about the horrors of Obamacare,
but
it's not going to get repealed. You guys got to come to the real world.
We're talking about an alternative right here, and that's just the attitude that is involved in the other side of this whole thing. If you come out and say, all right, here's an alternative, let's talk about this. Generally, what you get from the other side is, it's the law, that's the way it is, it's not going away, deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. There are people suffering because of this law, and there's nobody that seems like that's willing to listen to ideas to say, okay, we need to do something different.
I'm not convinced the suffering is as dramatic as it is portrayed by the right wing. But there are certainly...
Yeah.
Some people who have been negatively impacted.
Certainly, and some people. Yeah.
If the conservatives would exhibit any flexibility and start negotiating on improving Obamacare, but they keep.
Okay.
We got to repeal. We got to repeal.
You're on the left.
Repeal.
And you're lecturing me about flexibility. There was no flexibility when the Affordable Care Act went through. None of it. Democrats just said, this is the way it's going to be. That's it. We're not even negotiating.
And
there was none of
you
that.
You don't negotiate with a minority right-wing crowd in Congress. That's not how laws are made. That's not how Congress works.
You don't ever negotiate with conservatives. What you do is get together with liberals and pass laws. Come on, Roger. You know that's not true.
Is Obamacare the law of the land?
No, it was stuffed down our throats.
I rest my case.
Nobody wanted
Obamacare
it then. Nobody wants it now.
Oh, that's bull. Nobody wants it.
Oh, it's bull. There it is. Okay, I'm wrong because
nobody
Roger
wants
says
it.
It's bull.
When you look at the polling, the majority of Americans may not like Obamacare, mm-hmm. but they want the majority of what Obamacare accomplished.
The majority of it. Okay. What is it that they want? What is the majority of it they want? They want higher health care costs?
They want their...
They certainly don't want that.
They want their children covered with insurance until they're age 26.
Fine. We'll talk about
that.
They want
to see the insurance companies stop discriminating against people who have pre-existing conditions.
So we'll talk about that, too.
There's a lot of things in the law that Americans are benefiting from.
But here's the
And you know, the irony in this is that conservatives are actually, because they're the rich people, they're the ones who were benefiting the most from Obamacare.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes.
Where do you get that?
Because they're the people who have the good quality health insurance that can keep their kids on their policies to age 26.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more Republicans doing that than there are Democrats.
Sure, yeah.
And so the Republicans, while you right-wingers complain about this all the time, are actually the ones benefiting the most from Obamacare.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Where's your statistics on that? I'd love to see them.
Well, on the fact that there are more Republicans keeping their kids on their policy to age 26.
Where's that fact? Where's your fact?
I don't have that in front
there
of me
go.
As we
okay.
speak.
All right.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not true, my friend.
We'll head on over here to Tom while you figure that one out. Tom, you're in Ross Center.
There's
welcome.
There's nothing to figure out.
Well, have you got me now?
Yep.
Okay.
You're here.
Well, you know, I just got to side with Roger just a little bit because the Republicans have tried to repeal Obamacare 42 times and they have not succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to succeed. I'm getting kind of a bad connection, so I'm not hearing you.
Oh, we're hearing you loud and clear, Tom.
Yeah, I know you're hearing me, but anyway, that's all I wanted to say. You know, they've tried to repeal it 42 times. So, I mean, you know, and the Democrats, as far as I know, don't have any kind of a majority. So I don't know. Somebody must like it. I'll shut up and let you guys keep talking.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Okay. Let's head on over to Gary, standing by in Comstock. Gary, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, thanks. Nice to hear you guys go at it again. Healthcare seems to be one of your favorites. hey, listen, from my take is that you have to have a national health care plan, and I think you both agree with that. I can tell that how you do it, you disagree with. As somebody who, I kind of pay pretty close attention to politics, Obama, when he came up with the plan, he actually turned it over to Congress, and they worked on it. And I think it's true, Jeremy. The Republicans were kind of left out of that process. Of course, they didn't really want to be part of it, but they were left out of it. But there's all sorts of compromises with the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals, and, you know, all the big money people got their say in it. But it's not perfect, and it's got to be fixed, but it has to be fixed. It can't just be dumped. That's going to go back to, worse conditions. We know there's huge population of Americans that are not getting health care, and, we have to do something about it, and it's an attempt finally to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we're paying for the health care for those people who can't afford to pay for it. And don't have any insurance. There is no free lunch. They go to emergency rooms and they get free health care. And it is those of us who do have insurance who are paying their way.
Well, that's true too. It's going to take a lot of adjustment because, we need to now get people who are undercovered. We have to have them get access. It's going to take a lot of community health centers have to pop up, which is going to create a lot of jobs, by the way. We don't, right now, people that are getting on the health care, they're still using the hospital as their first place to go, but that can be adjusted and and worked. And there's some countries where you can't go to the hospital first.
Gary, quickly, before we leave, do you think expanding Medicare for everybody is a viable alternative?
Well, I suppose you can do that. You know, the government, everybody says the government can't do anything right, but obviously Medicaid and Medicare are examples where they do it a lot better than the private sector does.
Thanks for your thoughts.
And we continue ahead. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO, and we head back to the phones. Jim is standing by. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey there. Hey, guys. You know, you started the program off on the right note there when you were talking about sending people to school, doctors, nurses, PCs, whatever, PAs, to work off part of their education that the government helped pay by being in the medical field. Mm-hmm. And putting that 4 or 5 years worth of service in, by now you're 32 years old, you're really wanting to get your family going and start, and you can go out on your own and you're not going to have that big debt. And it's funny that in this smart nation, we're supposed to be one of the smartest nations in the world here. We talked about this 20 years ago with Chuck Perricone, was a great representative from Kalamazoo Township, I believe, of doing that on the state level, because he could foresee that Medicare and MyCare for Kids and stuff was going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're still no closer to that. There is kids waiting to get into the nursing program here in Kalamazoo that are coming out of school with this debt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of these conditions you're talking about can be taken care of in a doctor's office. You know, any naysayer is going to say, well, you know, and I like Roger's opinions, no doubt, but any naysayer is going to say, well, what do you do if they have to have further care? Well, they're already getting that at the emergency rooms, and they're clogging up our system here. Any one of us could be one of those people with a termination of employment. You lose your health care. What are you going to do? Are you going to break the bank? You mean you're going to go into debt pretty seriously if you get ill.
What do you think about Medicare for everybody?
Well, we kind of already have that with Medicaid and Medicare going on. They got MyCare for Kids, because kids don't go without insurance. There's good programs out there for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this whole Affordable Care Act has done nothing but give employers a reason to drop health care for their employees, especially middle-class employees. The uppers are always going to have it. It's going to be part of a contract situation. We see that a lot in the industry, but even my employer is starting to rattle the cage of, well, you're not going to need us to provide health care anymore because you're going to have it through Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. And it's like, this is a benefit that we gave up money for.
Jim, we got to run. We got to run to news. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate it. Keep going on.
Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO, brought to you this half hour by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank can be when it's time. Come to Comerica.
Can we give away movie tickets yet?
Well, you're anxious.
Well, we only got, 23 minutes left?
Not yet.
Oh.
I know, you're
chomping
at the bits.
You got a question yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
See, you're just making me look like the stick in the mud.
We're all ready, Jeremy. we're prepared to give away tickets to our loyal listening audience.
Well,
and if it was up to Michael and I, people would be celebrating winning 4 free tickets to the Need for Speed, but you're the speed bump in the way.
Well, you remember that old commercial slogan where they said, we'll sell no wine before it's time.
We'll give away no movie tickets, huh?
We'll give away no tickets before it's time.
Guess
what?
All right.
It's not time.
Okay. How come you always get to decide these things?
Because my name comes first. All right.
You know I should have known when you told me the name of the show.
You just walked right into that one, too. So, all right. You know what? Let's walk right over here and have a chat with Marilyn from Portage. Marilyn, you're with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I agree with Roger 100% on the health care program.
You're going to blow up his head real big. Are you sure you want to say you agree with him 100%?
I love you, Marilyn.
Roger is really awesome. Anyway.
I've got a fan.
There's three things I wanted to say. Our son is 36 years old. He has a low-paying job. He couldn't get health care before because it would have been between $400 and $500, and he just couldn't afford it. But now he has health care, and he pays $22.18 a month, and that's including dental care. He's ecstatic because of that. And the other thing is, my friend called me yesterday and said, we got to go out to lunch. And I said, what's for? And she said, I'll tell you when we get there. She got her health care plan from $500 to $200. That's $300 savings. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to say is this was a Republican idea from the Heritage Foundation in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, and it seems like whatever Obama says, they disagree, no matter what the topic is, no matter what it is. They even complain about he wears jeans the other night. I mean, why don't they just give some of this up and work with him and quit cutting them down constantly and work with him instead of against him all the time?
Marilyn, let me ask you this question, because, you know, you've seen the way things have worked, particularly since Obama has taken office. The vast majority of the time when Obama goes to deal with Republicans, what ends up happening is Obama says, well, you can compromise by doing it my way. I mean, that's not much of a compromise. That's basically saying it's going to be this way or not at all. That's not working with somebody. That's dictating terms. It's what the president does generally, and I can understand why they wouldn't want to work with that.
But, no, I disagree with you 100%.
When has he worked with him? I mean, when has he said, all right, well, let's step into the middle here. We'll use some of your ideas and some of our ideas, and we'll come up with a plan.
He invites them all the time, anytime they want to come in. And he had all the Republicans in several different meetings. But this health care plan is the best thing that ever happened. I mean, for $22.18 a month for including dental care, how can you go wrong? I mean,
well, I think you go wrong with a lot of people that really can't afford their health care now, because instead of paying $400, they're paying $800. I mean, it's coming from somewhere. It's not, you know, free for everybody. Somebody's got to pay.
Definitely. But, I mean, people with low-paying jobs, I mean, this is the best thing that ever happened to them. There's several of my neighbors here that are just ecstatic because now that, and their kids that go to college, they're covered until they're 26 years old. I mean... Why did this is their Republican thing, and it just seems like everything that it doesn't matter.
Well, and you keep saying Republican thing. Yeah, it went through the Heritage Foundation, but at this point, the Heritage Foundation has even disowned this thing. This is not something
because they're Obama haters, too.
No, it has nothing to do with hating.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It was their idea, Roger, and now they're saying it's a stupid idea,
Roger,
we came up with.
Roger, it's not an Obama hater kind of thing. They don't just decide, oh, we hate this guy, so we're going to stand up against him saying the sky is blue.
That's exactly what it is, Jeremy.
It's involved with Obamacare is this idea of getting government involved in our daily lives instead of getting government out of the way and letting the market decide what goes on.
Because the market decided to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions.
So the market decided to leave 50 million
people leeching health care for free out of emergency rooms.
So the free market did all those things, Jeremy.
The
ultimate idea is to basically say, okay, the wealthy have to pay more. It's like basically saying, all right, we're going to take from this group of people and give to this group of people. It's the same
democratic
response.
That's what you're doing with the system that's in place.
Let me talk. I let you talk. Let me talk. What I'm saying is it's the same thing that's the solution Democrats have for every problem. Let's tax the rich even more and give money to people over here. And eventually it's going to get to the point where the rich leave the country or decide, you know what, I don't want to make money anymore because they're going to take it all.
But that's the plan that was in place, Jeremy, where rich people who have insurance are paying for the 50 million Americans mm-hmm. who don't have insurance.
So
they're not doing it through taxes. They're doing it through paying inflated prices for health insurance. But we are taking from the rich, the people who have and can mm-hmm. afford health insurance, and charging them more than covering their costs so we can pay for the 50 million people who have no health care.
And the solution that was come up with is, okay, instead of that, what we're going to do is charge the wealthy even more so we can put a government bureaucracy in the middle of it. That makes perfect sense. Marilyn, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's head on over to Ellen, who's standing by on the line. Ellen? Go ahead. You're with us.
Yes, I am. I would like to know where on earth you get health care, including dental, for $22 a month.
It's a good question.
It costs several hundred dollars a month,
mm-hmm.
and I can't afford it. And also, about the same time this January that Obamacare took over, was supposed to, my insurance was no longer accepted at Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
And Bronson Clinics, too, all their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with Obamacare.
It has everything to do with Obamacare.
I think so.
It has everything. How many people, Ellen here, were told, you know what, your insurance is no good anymore? She's not the only one.
But Borges Hospital did that to a big insurance group a year before, where hospitals will decide to not work with an insurance group. That's a business decision made by a hospital. Jeremy,
for what reason?
It's a good question. For what reason?
Probably because they didn't like the terms that what that insurance company was going to be paying.
And it had nothing to do with a law was passed that changed everything about health care and all of these plans couldn't exist anymore.
You can't blame every problem in the world on Obamacare because you don't like Obama, Jeremy.
It has nothing to do with liking or disliking
it has
the man.
Everything to
okay,
do with it.
Okay, let me talk again. All right, you're interrupting me again. The bottom line is I don't like the idea. I don't like coming along and saying, you know what, we're going to force you to buy coverage. We're going to charge you a whole lot more than we need to because we want to cover these people that we're already covering down here and have a government bureaucracy on top of it all. I don't want government involved in my health care. I'd like to be involved in it. I'd like my doctor involved in it. But other than that, you don't need anything else. You don't need the government coming along and saying, you know what? You need coverage for things that you won't possibly need.
Jeremy, if you had pre-existing conditions that
and I do, thank you.
That you couldn't be insured, you'd care about this.
I care.
Apparently, it doesn't affect you.
Wait a minute. Right, and first of all, thanks, Alan. I appreciate your phone call. But the bottom line is here, Roger, you know, we've talked about pre-existing conditions. Guess what? We can all agree on that. And we've brought that up before.
But,
and we can
but talk you guys about, want no,
wait,
to
wait,
repeal
wait
it.
Wait a minute. You don't let me finish. Now, let me finish this. We can talk about the things that people want. Things like, okay, let's keep kids on coverage a little bit longer until age 26. Fine, let's have the discussion of keeping that in place. Let's have the discussion of keeping the whole pre-existing condition thing in place because guess what? It's popular and it's just good sense.
But that's regulating the marketplace and you don't want that. That's the government interfering with your
health care. The government interfering is telling me that I have to buy something just because I have the audacity to draw breath. That's wrong. That's what I'm saying. Bottom line.
Why is it that all the other developed countries in the world can offer health care to their citizens, and most of them are financially better off than the United States?
Well, and ask how much those taxes are for people in those countries. Ask how much they're having to pay
so
into
low
the government.
Taxes are more important to you than health care.
Ask around. Low taxes are important to an awful lot of people. You walk
but
up to somebody.
But there's nothing more important than that in your life.
Walk up to somebody and say, you know what's more important? I want to be able to set the course for my life and not have the government come in and say, no, you must do it this way and this way only.
How many more times would you like to see the Republicans in the House vote to repeal Obamacare unsuccessfully? They've done it 42 times, Jeremy. How many more times do you think they ought to bang their head on the wall and say, we want to repeal this? No, it's not going
to
happen.
I'd like to see it done successfully, but apparently Democrats are just interested in being on a sinking ship and saying, oh, well, you know.
The ship isn't sinking.
It is.
Over 3 million people have gained insurance.
How many
times? The number of uninsured people in this country is declined by over 3 million
now. How many times has Obama come along and gone, oh, well, we need to put off this part of it. Oh, we need to put off that part of it. Well, that's not working. Let's put this part of it off. How many times is he going to do that before we come to the conclusion that, you know what, this thing isn't going to work?
Are there things that might need fixing in it? Yes. And if the Republicans would sit and want to begin to fix problems, but no, they're demanding repeal. You talk about there's no room for compromise. Repealing the law of the land is the only thing Republicans will compromise. Well, they won't compromise on that.
We've talked about repeal and replace, and we've talked about programs to replace it with.
No,
you just want to ignore those.
Well,
you
because
continue
those
to.
Those are meaningless.
Now, wait a minute, Roger. Come on. Let me finish. You keep talking about, you know, oh, well, they need to have a plan. Well, they do have plans.
They do
we've
not.
We've talked about
there
them on
is
this
no
program.
Republican
we
plan.
We have talked about them
there
on this
no
program.
There is no Republican
Roger,
plan.
Let me talk.
There is no talked. Republican plan.
You can keep
plan.
Repeating that over and over, and it's not true, and you know it.
It is true. There is no Republican
Roger,
plan.
Roger, come on. We have talked about it on this program. There are Republican plans out there. You
there
just want to ignore
not.
It. Because it doesn't
because
fit with your rhetoric.
They're not
That's
meaningful.
What the bottom line
they're
is.
They're not meaningful.
Oh, they're not. Oh, well, now there are Republican plans. You've changed your mind.
Not that are,
Gee,
real, not that
maybe,
are realistic.
Yeah, and you
not
haven't
that
even
bothered.
You haven't even bothered. We've gone
Obamacare.
Into this plan. We've talked about it.
You
and you've shot it down without even
like a
hearing.
A dog with a bone on repeal Obamacare.
And replace it with other plans
no,
that apparently Roger
want
doesn't
repeal.
Want to talk about it. So let's go on over to the phones here. Don, you've been waiting a while. Don, welcome to the program.
This is always fun.
But we try.
Yeah. Hey, I tried the Michigan website, the state website, to check on health insurance for me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
For just major medical. And I run my own business. And then, trust me, I mean, this is my second year in business. I'm not extremely profitable. But, I mean, it's $92 a week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford $92 a week. I can, you know, if I need to go to the doctor, I mean, I've been to the doctor probably twice in the last 4 or 5 years.
Can you afford to go bankrupt?
If it comes down to it, yeah, that's what would have to happen.
Because the medical expense is the biggest reason for bankruptcies in this country.
Yeah, if people need to take responsibility for themselves and take care of themselves.
Well, I guess if that's the approach you want to take.
I don't have a choice. I have to use Obamacare, or they're going to take money from me out of my taxes. I'm going to have to pay for it. Whether I want to use it or not, I still have to pay.
Did you
if I don't use it, I got to get
any of the navigators to help you look for better policies?
Yep. I spent about a half hour on that website.
No, did you use a navigator?
Of course.
Whatever
because,
was on, that's where I was told to go to that website.
Because apparently navigators are the ones that solve all the problems.
But there,
and to be honest,
there is expert help available, so you're not looking at that website for the first time without somebody helping you understand what your options are.
Right. Well, I guess my thing is, I mean, my wife thought Obamacare was a good idea. I don't. Stay out of my life. Let me run my life. Let me do, I mean, right now I'm running my own business. I'm just making ends meet, barely. So just stay out of my life. Let me run my life. Let me make my decisions. Let me make my mistakes. Let me learn from those and continue on with life. That's the way it should be.
Who's going to pay for your medical care?
When I need it?
Yeah.
I go to the clinics. They're $20.
Okay.
And I'm sure they're government subsidized with my taxes that I'm paying for my business.
Well, then
I don't have a problem with that.
I guess you've got yourself. What will happen if you need if you become hospitalized?
Well, then I'm up a creek.
So you might lose your business simply because you got sick?
Because
you don't see a problem with that?
That's the way America is. That's the way life is. You make mistakes if you get sick. Well, why did you get sick? Did you do something in your life that caused you to get that sick? Did you fall off something and break a leg because you weren't being safe?
Do you have employees in your business?
No, I do not. It's me.
Oh, okay. Well, then the only person you're putting at risk is you.
It's myself, correct.
Yeah, and I guess if that's the approach you want to take.
But there's the problem, though, Roger. I mean, he's facing the choice between, all right, I've got to pay so much a week that I can't afford for health care, or I've got to pay a fine. It's basically right. The government coming along and saying, you know what? We know better than you do what you need to do. So, you know what? If you're not going to buy insurance, we're going to force you to pay for it anyway.
So let's agree on expanding Medicare for everybody and repeal Obamacare.
That'll
get me on your side.
That's not the answer. More government programs is not the answer to the problem.
Leaving 50 million people uninsured, 50 million people like Don, whose business will go under. Mm-hmm. If he has to go into the hospital for something,
mm-hmm.
You think that's
no? I'm
that's
saying
the way
find,
we ought to run
I'm
a country.
I'm saying find a different solution than getting the government involved. The government
right.
has not come up with a solution to much of anything that works well and doesn't cost us a fortune.
Medicare maybe works falls, just fine.
Oh, really?
It falls
yeah.
back on the back on the insurance companies and the doctors. To me, in my mind, it does because if. Mm-hmm. The doctors didn't charge so much. The insurance companies wouldn't have to charge so much. It's a vicious cycle.
Ah, so doctors are overpaid.
No,
and you want to punish those rich doctors.
I'm not saying they're overpaid.
Yeah, you're saying if they didn't charge so much, so it's those rich doctors who you need, who you want to penalize.
Let him talk.
I guess if they want to charge that much, they can. But how can the clinics charge me $20? How can I go to...
Because they use tax dollars to subsidize...
My tax dollars that I'm paying.
Yeah.
So if we went to a flat tax or no taxes at all, or other than, well, you still have to have taxes.
No, let's stick to one stupid idea, and that's repealing Obamacare.
See, you're already passing judgment on any of this stuff.
The flat tax is a whole different discussion. I guess. Thank you for your call, Don.
Yep.
Appreciate your calling in.
All right. Appreciate Don's call. Going to hit a brief break as we continue ahead. You know what?
Can we give away movie tickets after this?
I think we might just have to.
All right.
We're going to continue ahead. Keep it right here. See, it's just that fast. We got to get out of here. So you know what? Caller 5 is going to be the winner of these tickets for Need for Speed from Celebration Cinema in Portage. Brand new movie. I hope that you'll be able to see it. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. We got to go. Talk to you later.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.